Hi, everybody. I'm Lawrence, recovering from gluttony.
Hey, Lawrence.
Boy, this is I'm so glad I found all the men in OA. I guess I had to come here. Don't leave. What a beautiful gathering. The first time I walked into, I'm in OA How. I started out in a regular OA, but the first time I came into OA How, there were candles. And it was, they sort of lured me in, and there are candles here, so it reminds me of that experience. I grew up in a family where we were very joyful and very intemperate, and lots of, you know, singing and screaming and, everything else, but it was all, we never left the kitchen, because why leave the kitchen if you're not going to stop eating? So that was our, it was our gathering, our family gathering. It was where we did everything together, except that eventually some people did leave the kitchen. I went into the pantry. And with the lights off, and I don't know what they were thinking about what I was doing with all the crinkly paper, but that was me. And so I was a public overeater, and then I followed it by the secret eating, and then the secret binging and purging. And I was going to go to my grave with the binging and purging, because men don't do that. I still met very few men who actually binged and purged, but it doesn't matter. Whatever your flavor, I got here honestly, and by God's grace, just recently celebrated 15 years of abstinence in OA How, and But I never imagined. I'm 67 pounds from my top weight, but I think what's important here is what this promise says in step 9. And step 9, of course, is, for those of you who might be new, it's may direct amends whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Now, I saw step 9 in the distance when I first came into the program, and I ran for the hills. I worked steps 1, 2, and 3, or so I thought, and I saw that thing and I went, it cannot be that I have to take responsibility for what that woman did. I was talking about this one woman that I had at work, that I could not get over the fact that I had to take some responsibility for the horrible relationship we had all those years. And I said, forget it, this is not gonna work for me. And I left. I was in 3 12-step programs, and I left all of them. I didn't know, I thought maybe I'd leave for a little while, but it took me 8 years and crawling back on my face to get back in. But that was then. But the promises, and it says in the OA 12 and 12, that step 9 is the most surprising of all the steps. And that was sure true for me, because what I thought was true before I went into step 9 and what happened when I came to the other end of step 9 was like, it was like Dorothy with the black and white and ending up in, Oz, whatever that was, Unchkin Land, with Technicolor. And that is the way life started to appear after one by one I righted the wrongs with God's help, and I took a step and God untwisted the twisted. I had all of these twisted relationships like some of us did. And I never could imagine that it wasn't even a matter of holding my nose, because by the time I was ready to do it, God had prepared me for it. And I went through this once with a sponsor who's in this room, and I thought I was ready the first time to make amends to my father, and he said, oh really, what are you going to say to your father? I said, well, Dad, you did this, but I forgive you, you're good. And he goes, you're all wet, go home. And I went home, I added my sponsor to my resentment list, of course. And a couple of months later, I said, well, I started having these dreams about my dad, about he built us a treehouse, and he took me to Carnegie Hall, just me, and to 2 different concerts. And I went, oh, this looks different. my dad loved me and he cared for me. And I got it. And so I went back to my sponsor and I said, okay, I know this is a different step, y'all, but Dad, I'm sorry for not being the son that I wanted to be, and I want to be now, so please forgive me, and I want to be that now. So that changed everything, and it led to all of these things that it says here, a promise, that our lives are changed. Our broken relationships mended, and the ill which poisoned our hearts is washed away. For me, this is all about the heart, the human heart. I ate because my heart was hurt. I was defended. I didn't want you to hurt me anymore. I was wronged. All of these things, you know, my violin concerto. And but that's what step nine helped to restore, was my human heart, healing my heart so that I could do what it says here, which is to deal lovingly with every person in my life. So my instead of my default setting being ready to go to battle with you all, I'm ready to accept and to assume there's going to be love eventually. I mean, if there isn't love right away. And I shared this morning at a meeting about how I come for the hugs, mostly, and I can't get those on a phone meeting. You know? They haven't figured that out yet. So, and it's because of the exchange. The coin of the realm becomes love. And step 10 in closing is that this becomes this changed way of life, this fourth dimension that the big book talks about actually is experienced, and that my default setting when something comes up, you know, the dust kicks up, my default setting is not, okay, let me at him. It's, wait a second, what was my part in this? And let me just reflect. Stop, first of all. Don't stop at the refrigerator. Stop in a chair. Stop in an armchair. Maybe light some candles. Dim the lights and reflect. Where have I been selfish? And ask myself those questions. And inevitably, there will be something on my side. And once I find where my side was, and I make it right, I'm at peace. And it says here, we will be at peace with the world. We are at peace with the world, and we can face the future with a new confidence. Well, it's not confidence in myself, because if it's me, and if I'm left to my old devices, I'll go back to these old ways. Throughout this whole thing, it's all about God. Confidence in God, trust in God, rest in God. This is that journey, and God is the one that restores my heart and our relationship, but it has to begin with me. Thanks.